The first in a series of five hearings in Ankeny drew two top names in federal government, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder and U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. It also attracted farmers, corporate executives, consumer groups, economists, and antitrust attorneys. They all want answers to a basic question posed by the Attorney General.
We've learned the hard way that recessions and long periods of reckless deregulation can foster practices that are anti-competitive and even illegal. So we have to ask, is today's agriculture industry suffering from a lack of free and fair competition in the marketplace?
Holder told the gathering of more than 700, the erosion of competition in the ag marketplace is one of the greatest threats to the American economy. In the seed industry, for example, one company holds a near monopoly. Monsanto has at least one of its patented genes in about 90% of the soybeans planted in the U.S. and about 80% of the corn. A senior fellow with the Washington, D.C.-based American Antitrust Institute, Diana Moss, says Monsanto's domination is driving the little guys out of business.
Effects of concentration, obviously less choice. Less choice for seed companies seeking to create new products, less choice for farmers who want to shop around and access other products.
The U.S. Justice Department has launched a formal antitrust investigation into St. Louis-based Monsanto over its handling of the herbicide-immune soybean Roundup Ready. It's the most widely planted genetically modified crop in the U.S. The head of industry affairs for Monsanto, Jim Tobin, says he sees plenty of competition despite his company's giant presence.
There's 50 new traits in the pipeline for corn, soy, and cotton, and that, I think, is really good evidence that others look at this market and say there is an opportunity and I want to invest in it.
Tobin says farmers don't need Roundup Ready to grow soybeans. They simply choose to plant it because it results in high yields. And Ray Gasser, who farms 3,000 acres of corn and soybeans near Corning in southwest Iowa, agrees.
You know what? The technology worked. And it transformed me and it transformed agriculture in the United States. And so technology has been very helpful for us. And we need to be careful what we do, that we have the use of technology and that we don't stifle innovation.
Monsanto's patent on Roundup Ready expires in 2014. That could be when the market opens to generic equivalents, resulting in lower operating costs for farmers and lower food prices for consumers. The head of the U.S. Justice Department's antitrust division, Christine Varney, says she'll be watching the agriculture industry closely in the years to come to guard against unfair corporate mergers.
So you have my commitment that we're going to do everything we can to make sure that it's a competitive agriculture economy, that farmers, growers, packers, processors are all making a decent wage, and we're getting American consumers food on their table that's safe and healthy at a decent price.
Upcoming workshops will look into competition in the poultry, dairy, and livestock sectors. In Ankeny, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.